last month as a means to stimulate the economy in Ybor City. The city of Tampa suspended parking meter fees between 11:30 a.m. and 3 p.m. during the holiday season. But now it's 2008 and the meters are back. But an incident where Tampa City Councilwoman Linda Salcena was ticketed in the entertainment district had the council discussing studying the pros and cons of how paid parking affects the local economy today.
We do so much, we spend so much to promote people coming to Ybor City, but they're nothing like a couple of $30 parking tickets to make you not want to return. So I'd like you to ask for a report at our next CRA meeting on the number of tickets that were, you know, given.
Councilwoman Mary Mulhern said she thought it was a discussion that the economic development team of the city needs to be a part of.
The few restaurants and bars we have downtown struggling because no one will even go to the bar, drive downtown to go to a bar at night because there's nowhere to park. And you always get a ticket. And I think we need to do some kind of, you know, cost-benefit analysis of this. What we're paying these people to be, God, they must be working, you know, 48-hour days to get a ticket on every single car, and what we're making in that parking revenue, and what we're losing in the benefit of people feeling like they can go downtown. And
City Councilman Charlie Miranda said he didn't want officials to get carried away and try to eliminate such regulations.
The reason that they have parking regulations is because there is a lack of parking spaces for the volume that is there. And if they're all free,
right,
you have less people going in to do business, in my judgment, because the employees stay there and you never move out and you have a stagnation,
right.
And even in water, it turns green. What happens is not that kind of green, and we understand that. But what happens is that you got to have turnover to create business opportunities in individuals visiting the businesses or the restaurants or whatever.
And Miranda said that before citizens and officials complain too much about a lack of parking in Ybor, they should realize that it's actually rather accessible and affordable if one is prepared to walk a few blocks.
The parking garages where you can park for a dollar for 2 or 3 hours, I think it's the greatest gift the city's ever done.